This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. DJV.
My grind is this?
DJV.
Well, there we are. In our known universe. I don't know why I was thinking about this. In the middle of the night, I get up and I was looking at the moon and thinking, what an amazing thing. We're just out there suspended in space. This is in the middle of the night.
Did you hear there's another one of us, by the way, out there?
Yes. Yeah.
The replicated Earth and Sun and solar system?
Yep. Yeah, it's way out at the end of the galaxy. Like, I don't know how many light years away, but it's long. You know, and that's a great thing, Jennifer, really, when you think about how scientifically they can get images from some of the stuff that they have, the technology that NASA has developed with some of these partners that they have. Remember all the focus on the Hubble? And what it could do, and then they've sent out all kinds of, from the first exploration, they sent out Voyager in the 70s, and now, you know, every year there's something new that goes out there, and it can actually see way out, and there are other tools that they use, but how they've gotten the picture, the artist's rendering of this planet, it looks like a twin to the Earth. And the circumstances in which it exists, although it's closer to the sun, it's sun, I think, isn't it, than we are. We're 93.
So basically, there's no chance we can ever get to it.
Well, not unless we can develop warp speed. And
ask Elon Musk, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe he can do it, right? Or call Shatner and see if he's got some insight into how all of that happens. But it really is very interesting to contemplate this. And the brain, the brain works hard at understanding the realities of our universe. I think you can work hard to understand how life exists here on this planet. And you know there have to be.
You want to know how far away it is? Think about this for a second.
Yeah. Okay.
This is how far away it is. So one light year is 6 trillion miles. The star, this particular replica, is 3,000 light years from the solar system that we're in.
Wow.
Try that again.
Just some math. 6 trillion miles is one. Light year away. Okay, so six trillion.
Wow.
This one is 3,000 light years away.
Okay. So wow. 3,000
times six trillion.
18,000 trillion miles. What's 16,000?
I think that's bazillion.
It is bazillion. Yeah, okay. So trillion, is a trillion is more than a billion. So a million is six, all right? A billion is 9, and a trillion is 12. So 18,000 trillion would have 3, 6, 9, 12. It would have 15 zeros attached to it. 18 plus 15 zeros. That's how far away it is. And yet, we've seen it. We know what's there. That's what's so fascinating. About this, yeah, exactly, really, pretty amazing. All right, well, we probably aren't going to be able to travel there, but Jennifer, where are we going to be able to travel to? What's going on in terms of our known world, our known universe, our known list of problems today, or events, or situations? What's on the top of the list?
I'm actually going to promote American ingenuity. How about that? There was a group, this is kind of a lighthearted story. North Carolina Speedway has been going viral because they drew a crowd of more than 2,000 spectators in defiance of the state's coronavirus restrictions after they declared the race a protest. The governor's office warned Ace Speedway in Elon, North Carolina, that a crowd of more than 25 could violate the state. They're in phase 2 of reopening after coronavirus restrictions were in place. But the local news reported that 2,000 attended a race on Saturday night. Ace Speedway workers did temperature checks before people went inside the track. They were trying to spread out. The sign from management said, "This event is held in peaceful protest of injustice and inequality everywhere," according to the Alamance County Sheriff's Office. And they said it's evaluating the events now, looking into whether or not there was wrongdoing. I think this kind of puts a pin into where a lot of people are going, wait a second, people can protest and be in large numbers, but we can't go out and go to the movie theaters, or we can't get our nails done, or we can't get our hair cut, or we can't go to church, or we can't do anything really still in a lot of places around the country. And so this North Carolina Speedway brought in 2,000 spectators and I guess found a way around the system. We'll see if they get into any trouble because it is still under investigation this week.
Yeah. Well, a lot of protests. Protesting is great. Rioting and looting, obviously, is wrong.
I was just listening, actually, like a minute ago, literally, where I was wandering around, and I heard a doctor talking about, because, you know, a lot of people are expecting this big uptick in coronavirus cases after the protests. We're, you know, what are we, in day 9, 10 of protests going on? Pretty prevalently around the country. And so this doctor said we haven't really seen a spike. In fact, in many places, the number of coronavirus cases are going down. So it's kind of
interesting. 22 states, though, have already seen a spike. I don't think we've – it hasn't been enough time yet after the protests because there have been plenty of people across the country who were screaming at each other, yelling at each other, not
in
wearing a mask. And in your face, you know, you're not even supposed to, like, sing or talk loudly at someone if you're not wearing a mask because it's all those droplets that are being spread. So I think we are going to see, in the densely populated areas, I think we are going to see a spike, but we're not going to know that until, 10 days from, we're on day 11, right? So, I don't know, 10 to 14 days?
In some ways, it's almost like the ultimate experiment, and I'm not trying to diminish
it is.
What's going
on, but
I guess
in a way,
we're in a
teaching
dish.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
nobody knows what the reality is. Let me go back to the protests themselves and police officers and how they're handling themselves and what they're entitled to. There's some more information on the actual event that took place that caused the death of George Floyd, and then the mass hysteria and wondering whether or not these people are going to get a fair trial. Are they going to get due process? Do we understand the hazards that police officers face? Does that weigh in? It doesn't seem to weigh into the video, but I thought it was very interesting, Jennifer. Kamala Harris, who's desperate to get into the news as much as possible so that she could be considered for the vice presidential slot, hasn't done herself any favors by saying it's probably going to be very hard for this cop to get convicted because there are all kinds of contorted laws and things.
She said it's difficult to get him convicted?
She says she doesn't think he's going to be convicted.
Well, then, the prosecutor who's actually trying the case said the same thing. Yeah. So it's because of second-degree murder. See, the problem is a lot of people at first were saying, oh, I can't believe it's not first-degree murder, myself included. And then a friend of mine who's an attorney said, everyone needs to stop pushing for first-degree because that means you have to prove motive or else the person walks.
Yeah. Or
no one can get inside their brain. Yeah, so you have to,
the motive is the passing of bad money. That could be the.
But that never even came to fruition.
A motive would be that if he woke up in the morning and said, I'm going out to kill George Floyd, that would be first-degree murder. You know, and that's really hard to prove, especially if you don't have a lot of evidence lying around. I think this officer, I don't think that they're ever going to be able to get a fair trial because there are just too many people that have been touched by this. But that being said,
Who won't get a fair trial? George Floyd or the cops?
The officers.
Why?
George Floyd's not on trial. I don't think the cops will get a
justice.
Fair jury.
Really?
No. I don't mean justice about whether or not it's a guilty or not guilty verdict. I just don't believe that it's possible to find a jury who doesn't already have an opinion about this. And so
you disagree
when I mean
with Kamala, then?
I think it's hard to prove because of some of the rules. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a prosecutor and I haven't heard the evidence in the case. No one has, and I think that's what's so dangerous is that no one knows if this was based on race, if
Harris
it was a prior.
Harris is grandstanding.
No one knows.
Wants attention.
Right. I mean, so I'm not even predicting the outcome. I'm saying it's going to be very difficult for these for the officers to get a jury that has not been touched by the
story. Can you imagine?
So what I think that does is a lot of delays.
If this guy goes to court, and that may be part of what happens
during
the summer. If he walks, you watch the country burn.
Yeah, it'll be brutal.
Oh my God.
It should be because that's inexcusable. He should. Right, and I don't, and I actually, in my mind, don't think that he will. Now, I do think maybe the other younger officers might, and I don't think that maybe that would be necessarily.
I'm not sure.
A bad thing.
We have
to hear. Yeah, we have to hear about it. One of the guys was the second day on the job and told the officer. Yeah, and he told the officer, get off of him, shouldn't we do this? And so none of that was reported, so I included in this was like, oh, those four of those officers, they need to hang, they need to go away.
No, only the guy who did.
Maybe there's a story to tell. Right, I don't know, we'll have to hear about that.
I'm on that one. All right, coming up in a moment or two, where is it the jobs are? There's a lot of high demand for certain jobs. We'll go through that list. The DJV clip of the day. A return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Looney Tunes was literally all over the place. So we discussed that. Even you'll find if you like that music and you didn't hear the clip of the day, you can hear that as part of the background here. The Looney Tunes reboot on HBO Max, the subject of our conversation on a clip of the day, which you can listen to at djvshow.com, along with the entire program all day, every day. That's djvshow.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Your opportunity to win another one of those Works Power lawnmowers coming up this week for Father's Day. Don't miss out on the chance. We'll have a big deal made out of it on Friday here on the DJV program, where it's 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of you like Jason Isbell. He and Brandi Carlile and Bill Murray are going to do an online special dedicated to the memory of John Prine. Actually, let's see who else is involved in this. Eric Church, Casey Musgraves, remembering the life and music of Mr. Prine during an all-star special coming up this Thursday. It's called Picture Show, a tribute celebrating John Prine. It'll stream at 7:30 Eastern Time on Prine's YouTube channel, his Facebook channel, and Twitch. Prine's family, including his widow Fiona and his Oh Boy record labels, produced the tribute, which assembles a lot of music performances and first-person accounts, as you can imagine, those who knew him well, unseen footage of him. He's a great songwriter. Passed away last month. What was it? No, 2 months ago. After getting COVID, the Chinese virus. The lineup also includes Kevin Bacon, Vince Gill, Margot Price, Bonnie Raitt, Kira Sedgwick, who is married to Kevin Bacon, Amanda Shires, Sturgill Simpson, Billy Bob Thornton, Rita Wilson, married to Tom Hanks. It's an interesting lineup of people, isn't it, huh? Let me get right down to it. It's called, again, Picture Show, a tribute celebrating John Prine, and it will benefit the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Alive Hospice, and the immigrant advocacy charity Make the Road New York. So they'll all benefit from those who help to support this. Again, it's on Thursday. Is it Thursday the 11th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Thursday. Yep.
All right. So here's a little more. This is Prime. Crank this up when you feel
me. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery.
Interesting character, to say the least. You knew this was going to happen. And it's,
I'm going to watch this.
Sense.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah. A lot
it's
of
a very eclectic lineup.
All right, 25 and change after here on today's DJV program. Next, musical focus, because we have one of these focus points every hour during this portion of the hour. Rufus Wainwright, releasing the video for his newest track, You Ain't Big. Latest single off his upcoming album, Unfollow the Rules, which is supposed to come out next month. The video features a lot of vintage postcards of heartland cities. In a statement, Wainwright commented on the initial meaning of the track and how it's transformed in the wake of recent worldwide protests over the death of Mr. Floyd. Quote, I originally wrote this song, You Ain't Big, about the strange fact that in the music business worldwide, till recently, no matter how well you've done anywhere else, you couldn't make it in the heartland of the U.S. You weren't really big, considered a true star, if you will, if you couldn't make it there. Think about Little Richard and Elvis and the Beatles and Julio Iglesias.
Isn't interesting.
There's an interesting mix of thought, isn't it? Huh? Put Little Richard, Elvis, the Beatles, and Julio Iglesias into the same box. Consider that. However, he writes, in releasing this song now, which references states like Alabama, North Carolina, Kansas, where I've had the pleasure of playing shows, and even New York and California, all troubled places during this turbulent time, the term You Ain't Big has taken on additional meaning. You Ain't Big follows the singles Alone Time, Trouble in Paradise, and Damsel in Distress. In addition to You Ain't Big, Wainwright also released Rufus Wainwright Unmaking Unfollow the Rules on his YouTube channel. So, there you go. Who's a Rufus Wainwright fan here? Anybody?
I like Rufus. He's done so many different types of music, which is really cool. So that's the first time I've heard him kind of in a little country vein. You know, he's
I like his name.
Rufus Wainwright. Yeah, there was a performer
just
named
Blaine
Rufus. Right, Loudon Wainwright. Did the song, remember, Jennifer, that played at my, that I danced to my daughter with at her wedding?
Yep.
Remember that?
I do remember.
Really?
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
more and more of America's reopening now from the first wave of the pandemic. That's how many experts see it, warning of a second wave coming before the year is over. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is ready for that second wave, even though the trade and manufacturing policy director admitted on Fox News last evening the first wave of the virus did catch the country by surprise. President Trump says he's looking at a number of good proposals for police reform following George Floyd's death, and the president says that does not include some liberal proposals, which he says would make people less safe.
There won't be defunding. There won't be a dismantling of our police.
A man's now facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during George Floyd protests. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four after the hour, DJV. It's the DJV program. I found something that I thought you would find interesting, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn on the DJV program. There is a convenience store in Worcester, Massachusetts, run by a fellow who came to this country from Syria. And he had a Syrian name, and he anglicized it. So whatever his name was in Syria, he's now George Floyd, and he runs a mini mart in downtown Worcester. You know, a lot of these mini marts are run by people who are not expats, but they're from, many of them are Middle Eastern or Midwestern. There's a Freudian slip. So this guy has come into prominence because, obviously, because of his name. And people keep going into his store because the sign out front, it says George Floyd Mini Mart, and has been there for 10 years. So people go in and say, you relative of George Floyd, and you want us to protest for you, or any kind of, any number of things. As a matter of fact, in this little mall, kind of a strip mall in Worcester, there have been protests. People holding signs, justice for George Floyd, in front of his store. He doesn't quite know what to make of it, because he's not, is it Americanized or Anglicized? I'm not sure which, but he's not, he's fit in enough to start a store, but he doesn't really understand what's going on. So I thought it was kind of interesting.
Do you know him?
Pictures, but no, I don't actually.
Oh.
No, but I just find it interesting that his picture and the picture of the store is everywhere here in Massachusetts. And this is the way the news media deals with. Okay, so the guy's name is the same, so let's make a story out of this.
Well, Tupac Shakur was made a story out of as well.
Yeah.
Voting I think it was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
The governor was like trying to use it as an example of voter fraud. Tupac, it sounds kind of funny that there's another Tupac Shakur, but he was legit and he was real. So.
Yep. All right, speaking of what's real, there's some important research when it comes to the virus that's been done and to who's getting it, how they're getting it, why they get it. So what does that lead you to conclude? Give us the background of the research, Victoria, first, will you?
The first big thing that as we learn more about this virus and as different countries share their information and their studies and their research, the first thing that we kind of found that was interesting was about blood type. And studies have shown now that people with the blood type A have a significantly higher risk of getting COVID-19. Conversely, people who have the blood type O have a significantly lower risk of getting it. Now, they're still doing research into why exactly that is, why one blood type would somehow be more beneficial or less beneficial than another. But so that was something that that we're still following and still seeing. But if you have type A blood and if you have other significant factors that would make you more vulnerable, then obviously I think it's important to take all the precautions that you can. My mom freaked out yesterday. She's like, I'm type A blood, and she's a type 2 diabetic, and she has lung problems. So my mom is like pretty much, she's like, I've got my will in order. I'm like, okay. Fancy Nancy needs to calm down. But, in a lot of cases, this is a real thing that people should be concerned with. And now the newest research that's a little bit bizarre is showing that a larger percentage of men, particularly bald men, are having worse COVID outcomes than women. And they point to, this is a research that comes from Brown University, they're pointing to androgens, and that's a group of hormones that actually causes hair loss in men. And so they've determined that these androgens are linked to the most severe cases that we've heard of COVID-19. And so now they're trying to figure out, just like the blood type, what is it about these men who are bald who are having the worst outcomes? They're dying at a higher rate, they're like on a ventilator, they're having the most severe symptoms. This study found that 79% of the 122 men who tested positive for COVID-19, three were admitted to the hospital, 79% of them were bald. And then in a separate study that came out of Spain, they did 41 patients that they followed who were all positive and had various degrees of symptoms, and 71% of those guys were bald. So there's something here. Now, this is where it could negatively affect women. This is the next level of this. The American Academy of Dermatology is now looking into if there's a connection for female patients who have an increase of androgens, meaning if you're on the birth control, certain methods of birth control pills have progesterone hormones that bind to the androgen receptor, which could actually make women, in the way maybe the virus is absorbed into your body, if you are on a progesterone-type birth control pill or a patch or whatever, you might actually sort of be considered in the bald man category, which is pretty scary. So this, obviously more research needs to be done, but it is interesting how we keep learning more and more things about this virus, and everything we learn kind of gets stranger and stranger, I think.
Stranger and stranger. All right, so the shutdowns that have prevented, if you look at the study of the coronavirus, and, you know, you're talking about who's getting it and how they're getting it, there's a study that suggests that the shutdown saved lives by preventing millions of more cases. Published in the journal Nature, researchers at the University of California finding interventions like stay-at-home orders, business closures, and travel bans help slow the spread of the virus. So do you think we've learned from that? And even though the suggestion, well, this report suggests 60 million people didn't get infected. So does that mean, 60 million people now are going to get infected? Because even though they're wearing masks, well, most responsible people
are. Well, see, this is a couple people, or a couple things we don't know about. We still don't know what the antibodies, how beneficial that really is. So there are some preliminary studies that I saw yesterday that show having the antibody only lasts, it only makes you immune for a very short amount of time, and then, like the regular flu, you can also be reinfected multiple times. So we're not really sure if antibody / plasma tests are going to help prevent people from getting it again. I think the plasma tests that they've done so far have helped with treatment, but that's a thing. There's so much that's still unknown, you know. And if we look towards the
now
fall,
they're saying asymptomatic people aren't likely to spread the disease. That was the latest that came out. Yes, earlier in the week from the World Health Organization saying that if you're asymptomatic, you're not going to spread the virus. It's not true that there is a carrier and that you can make people sick and not know you have it. So
do we believe
so
it because it came from the World Health Organization?
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe that's true because a friend of ours is recovering from COVID right now, and he had been nowhere except he went to see his boss, and they sat outside in the backyard. They were socially distanced, but they smoked cigars, and then exactly five days after exposure to the boss, our friend was in the hospital. So, and with COVID, and he's had been literally nowhere else. The boss had just gotten off a flight from California. And the boss is still asymptomatic, but our friend had a pretty bad case of it for about 5 days. So I don't really, and it has nothing to do with the World Health Organization. Anecdotally, I've heard way too many cases of people being asymptomatic and then someone in their house has it. I mean, we know for a fact in my own family, my in-laws, we know that the beloved Grandma Mickey, who passed away from the virus in the hospital, she died alone. My husband's sister, mother, and father all lived with her in the house. They all were asymptomatic for a long time, and we know that the grandma got it from them. She hadn't left the house in months. So I don't know. I kind of call BS on that. I think that that's not true to just say if you're asymptomatic that you can't spread it. Because how else is it being spread then in those cases that are so, you know, you can eliminate all the other factors?
All right, let's continue to spread the BS, shall we? Speaking of that and the Chinese virus, customers across the country who use Swish Dental reporting the cost of their next visit includes a new infection control fee of $20. That isn't going to be covered by their insurance, for sure. Swish Dental. Anybody go there? I never heard of them before.
It's a chain, apparently. Like, you know, those dental chain offices.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Growing number of dental practices in the past month began charging patients $10 to $20 because they have an infection control fee now. Some of these outfits say they need the extra money to cover the cost of masks, face shields, gowns, air purifiers to keep their offices free of the Chinese virus. Price of equipment has risen dramatically because of the demand from health workers for all of these things. Dentists say they struggle to pay these extra costs, particularly after most states shut down dental offices in March and April. I don't know about you, but I'm going to sit in a dentist chair next Monday and Tuesday in Los Angeles, and I'm going to cough up $4,000 for a couple of implants. I don't know that if she charged me $20 for a fee, I think I'd look at her and say, really? No, not everybody's paying for these kind of operations, if you will. You got a cleaning, what is that, $100? Is it worth another $20 to get your teeth cleaned or to have fillings put in, that sort of thing? Two-thirds of the dental offices around the country have reopened now for routine care. the whole idea. There's another North Dental, which has a lot of offices in New England here, charging an extra $10 a visit. So I wonder, as people go back, would you object to it, ladies, or do you think it's the cost of doing business and okay, or is your some of the fees that dentists charge? You know, dentists don't have the same scrutiny that regular doctors do. So more people are going, this is one of those hidden little stories that not many people talk about. There are many more people going to dental school now because there isn't the kind of stigma or the kind of control. Most dental offices, if they take insurance, it doesn't pay for anything, really. I looked into when I found out it was going to cost me to fix these teeth. I looked into dental insurance, and it basically has a $1,000 deductible, and one of them had a $1,900 maximum. Another one had $1,200 maximum. So what good is that? You pay almost that much per month for the cost of it. So it's not really insurance at all. You might as well pay for it yourself. There are a couple of outfits like Delta Dental that a lot of people use, but I don't. Unless you have it built into your health care. I guess some people do that, though, right? Isn't your husband's
Victoria, have dental as part of dental? Yeah, I'm on his policy from his company, so we have dental, vision, and health.
Uh-huh. Dental vision. That sounds interesting. A dental vision clause in the contract. No, you know what I'm saying, folks. Not, mm-hmm. not dental. But yeah. That old expression, I got my tongue caught behind my eye teeth, couldn't see what I was saying. When people stumble out, you know where your eye teeth are? You know which ones are your eye teeth?
Your canines?
Yeah, no. The molars. Your back teeth are your eye teeth. Yeah.
Did not know that.
All right, I noticed Jennifer didn't pay much attention to that conversation, so perhaps we'd best move on to other things. I want to remind you about what's going on in other programming that I'm involved in. You've heard me talk often about Your Hidden Power, which is a tribute to people who think about metaphysics, who think about things that go beyond our five senses. That's what that hour is devoted to. And then we create a podcast every week out of it. And the most recent one, Your Hidden Power, number 145, in it, Uri Geller, who's an important part of that program, and he has a segment on this program now every week. He relates with most people in terms of his being a motivator to success. And he has some surefire tips for your success. If you want to check them out, check Your Hidden Power. It's number 145 at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Even during the COVID-19 pandemic, regular dental visits are essential for oral health and are also important for overall health. That's why the American Dental Association is working to help dentists take science-based steps, in addition to their existing infection control procedures, in order to help protect patients and staff alike. Learn what you can expect at your next dental checkup at mouthhealthy.org/backtodentist. That's mouthhealthy.org/backtodentist.
How can you have a lawn that looks professionally landscaped just by mowing it yourself? It all starts with confidence and the right strategy. In a new video from Exmark called Mow Like a Pro, landscaping expert Brian Latimer walked show host and landscape designer Doug Scott through the finer points of lawn striping. Mow Like a Pro is just one element of backyard life, which helps homeowners make the most of their own backyard. To view them all for free, visit backyard.xmark.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
After the hour now, here with a focus on your health and well-being, which is pretty much a continuous thing here on whatever I do on the air. I want information that's good and reliable from good, reliable people to be the hallmark of what we're doing. And thus the appearance of Dr. Jack Stockwell here with a focus on what you eat. And why certain things are good for certain things. You get my drift, Jack? What's good for certain things?
Well, it's amazing what happens when you follow Mother Nature's rules.
Aha. And how do walnuts help us in that department?
Walnuts have a certain variety of enzymes and essential fatty acids. You know, we always think of fish when we're thinking of the essential omega-3s. And but walnuts are also, in fact, of the entire nut kingdom, including you and I, and then all of the edible nuts. Walnuts have one of the highest levels of essential fatty acids, you know, the omega-3s. And there are other nutrients inside of a walnut that has been shown to reduce cholesterol. It helps to raise the good cholesterol, the HDL, but it also, used regularly, has also helped to improve male libido. Now, what happens to a lot of old guys that, get our age and they start snacking in front of the TV or whatever else, and they start eating stuff that Mother Nature did not make? And those things are usually hormone disruptors, and they get in the way of male libido. So when the guys just, you know, start losing the thought of it, let alone the desire, start putting some good, wholesome walnuts in front of them instead of the orange-colored, crunchy stuff they eat in front of the TV, and watch what happens.
Yeah. What happens when you do it?
I like walnuts, macadamia, and pistachios. Those are the three highest nuts containing the omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I like cashews a lot. I mix them with peanuts and
now that's
also
not
pistachios.
A nut. You know, almonds. Cashew is
a
fruit.
I know it's a fruit. Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a nut.
But it's a nut. It's a nut as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's a sweet. Because it's sweet. Yeah. And mixing cashews with a lot of other things always sweetens the mix.
Yeah. But it has the same benefits, does it not, as the other nuts that you're referring
no.
to?
No.
It doesn't have the same benefits.
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't.
Well, then you'll wash your mouth with soap.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So peanuts, where does that come in the routine? Almonds, we know, and pistachios, pretty much incontrovertible info on them, right?
Yes, that's true.
What about peanuts? Yeah,
well, peanuts have a tendency to go rancid very easy. But one of the best things about peanuts is the oil. And peanut oil can take high temperatures for frying. You know, like Five Guys hamburgers. They only fry in peanut oil, which when people ask me, well, where do I go get my French fries? Well, you'd be better off if you didn't. But if you're going to have French fries, you go to Five Guys, the hamburger joint called Five Guys, because they fry all of their French fries in peanut oil. Peanut oil's expensive. It's a lot cheaper to fry it in canola oil.
Yeah, right.
Canola oil will wreck your health, pure and simple.
Mm-hmm.
So
and all
that's
the fast
one of the best
food
things.
Joints cook their French fries in that stuff.
Yeah, and then right. and then when you roast a nut, you alter the fat structure inside the nut, and roasted nuts are very difficult. Despite how good they taste, roasted nuts are very difficult for the body to digest. So if you're going to eat roasted nuts, don't eat a whole lot of them at one time because it'll back up the digestive system.
Well, the raw nuts, no matter what they are, I eat a lot of raw cashews and raw peanuts and raw pistachios. Those are better for you
than
off. Cooked. Yeah,
yeah, you're far better off if you eat them raw.
Yeah, but some of these nuts are better for lots of other things, whether it's your libido or inflammation, that kind of stuff.
Well, that was a study that just came out of Nutrients, a big study that was done in Spain. Yeah. And they found these guys, when they started eating walnuts, the libido went up.
All right. Here's a review on Calitrin. I went to Trusted Health Answers, which is a website that reviews various products from the medical sector. And it's a review of Calitrin, which this reviewer says is one of the thousands of weight loss supplements, contains a proprietary blend of natural ingredients used in weight loss supplements, and it works. That's basically what this report says. The website clearly shows the product is safe to be consumed for long term and has been reported by the users legitimately to have benefits, all kinds of benefits. What more do you need to know? Calitrin, safest, most natural weight loss product on the planet. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, you get the BOGO deal, buy three, get three free, and no shipping charges. That's the DJV early summer deal, BOGO sale.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.